Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, we all know that producers have a lot on their plate, and one resource they depend on heavily to help lighten the load is their local extension personnel. But Jimmy Jones, Henry County Extension Coordinator, says some may not realize the large scope of their responsibilities.
In this day and time in Extension, we are taking on more duties. We're seeing more multi-coordinators, multi-regional agents as far as our counties. We have much more responsibility in this day and time, but Extension is alive and well in Alabama, and we're proud that we're able to serve our clientele as well as we do in the Southeast. We do still affiliate with Auburn University and Alabama A&M University, and it's research-backed information that can help the people and their livelihoods in the state of Alabama.
And while Alabama is known for the traditional row crops of cotton and peanuts, Jones says crop selection is expanding, and they're currently helping producers with marketing efforts for a variety of specialty crops, such as blueberries and satsumas.
The city of Headland has got an effort for a new packing house for both satsumas and blueberry producers, and going to link it with a farmer's market concept, and it's going in our industrial park there in Henry County. We're writing grants as we speak, and this is hopefully going to take off in the next year and be a viable concept not only in vision but in the process in 2011.
Jones says the efforts correspond with the USDA's Know Your Food, Know Your Farmer initiative and connecting the farmers to their consumers.
Not only value added for the farmer, it also is labeling for the consumer. They know where their food's coming from. In Alabama, we want to say Alabama grown, and so those consumers can pick from Alabama fruits and vegetables, blueberries, satsumas, that they know were grown by a farmer in our region, and they buy them first. They just love that fresh concept.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.